This is Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Teich. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We have a lot of artists and musicians on this show talking about the things they paint or sculpt or the music they write. Some of them even talk about the challenges of being an artist from a business standpoint. But what's rarely discussed are some of the minutiae of being on your own as a working artist. Like, what do you do if you get sick? Some artists are fortunate to be married to someone with health insurance coverage. Others have to fend for themselves. But a unique effort in Milwaukee is underway to reach out to the artist community and better connect it with the emerging healthcare marketplace under the Affordable Care Act. Tammy Clendenning is an economic development specialist for the Small Business Administration's Wisconsin District in Milwaukee. Catherine Leonis is a health insurance specialist with the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services for the Federal Department of Health and Human Services in Chicago. They joined Bonnie North in the studio recently, and Leonis explained how the project developed.
Well, I think a lot of them are very interested in what's available to them because they never thought it was achievable to get health insurance coverage. So I think a lot of questions around, you know, I'm a small business or I've got, you know, I'm a sole proprietor. I didn't really think of myself as a business, as an artist. And now I can access something that is much cheaper than what they were going to access without the marketplace.
So are you seeing a lot of artists rushing to take advantage of this once they find out that they can?
Well, I think we're seeing the beginnings of that. As we look at our numbers for enrollment, we're seeing a lot more people enroll. So I have to guess that some of our outreach efforts to the artist community are beginning to work.
What kind of outreach are you doing that might differ from, say, other populations that you're trying to reach?
Well, since they're artists and artisans, what we're trying to do is we've done a webinar for them to try to make sure that they get the information in a timely way and that they don't have to travel somewhere and incur that expense and to make it as easy as possible to get the information to them. So we'll host a series of those over the coming months and try to get them involved.
Okay. Well, Tammy, it's a perfect chance to bring you in now. Are artists surprised to find that they really should consider themselves as a sole proprietor, as a small business?
You know, I think that's definitely been what we have found. And the new law and the way that the insurance is set up, it's a great opportunity for the artist community to be able to have health insurance now that they might not have had access to in the past.
And do you find that once they're there for health insurance, they're looking to you and to the agency for perhaps other things they didn't think they were qualified for as well, perhaps loans or that sort of thing?
Certainly. There's really three different components to the Small Business Administration, and we're finding that the artists really in the past hadn't thought that they would qualify for some of the programs, but very specifically the business counseling that's available is it's free of charge to small businesses or to sole proprietors, and that can help with a whole host of business topics that they have, whether that be marketing or accounting or establishing a business plan or seeking access to capital. And that's, speaking of capital, that is probably the largest part of our program is the access to capital programs. We, as the Small Business Administration, provide a guarantee to lenders so that they will make loans to small businesses. And there's a whole host of different programs that we have available specifically for artists and other businesses as well.
Well, the kinds of things I would think for artists is that because they are often the product that they are selling and that they're, you know, that they're basing the business on, it's hard to show a traditional lender collateral. Is that a problem that you find that you have programs in place to help with?
Well, and that is probably one of the largest reasons that lenders will look for an SBA guarantee is for a lack of collateral. Specifically on loans under $25,000, there isn't a requirement for a specific amount of collateral. So, and that's probably the majority of the loan size that we find with some of the artists and the artisan communities. In addition, there are other programs that go up to $150,000 and even higher than that as well. But I think that probably with the community that we're talking about, those loans are the most important. And right now, through the SBA, there is no fees associated with those loans. So it's really a great time for artists and the artisan community to take advantage of those programs.
Now, is this the first time that HHS and SBA have partnered to reach a particular population?
Yes, I think it is. I think we're unique here in Milwaukee and in the area to be creating this partnership. I don't know of any others that are happening this way to targeting the artisan community. And we've had some great great success between Musicians Union has been really, really, really helpful in getting the word out to their folks. And I know they're signing up, as well as working with the Small Business Administration to reach other artists through other artists and organizations.
How long has it been going on? The partnership hasn't been together that long, has it?
I would say about 6 months.
Okay, so really not that long.
Not that long.
Particularly in government work. You
exactly.
Know, that's a very
a short time.
Time
in government work. And part of the Affordable Care Act created the partnership was that with the small business exchange or marketplace, so to speak, the shop, that the SBA was brought in as part of knowing business. And so we leveraged their communications channels with businesses and small businesses to access them and help them understand what the small business options program is so that they can get access to the healthcare marketplace as well. And what we're finding out is a lot of the artisans are more sole proprietors than small businesses. So they're going on the regular marketplace rather than the small business marketplace. But the SBA certainly has the expertise in communicating with business in general. So it's been great to be able to leverage that.
And what we find, too, is perhaps right now some of them are sole proprietorships, but many of them that we speak with have dreams of becoming larger. And so it gives them an opportunity to know what's available to them as they continue to grow as well, or as they maybe change the corporate structure of their business. So it's been a very good partnership so far.
Do you hope that the rest of the country kind of takes a look at what you're doing here in Milwaukee and says, wait a minute, maybe we can do this too?
Actually, I know they already are.
Oh, that's good.
I know that the way our offices are structured, there's 10 regional offices. And as we talk about what's working, this is one of the highlights nationally, this partnership here in Milwaukee and in the area with the artisan community.
And from our perspective as well, it's been great to have this partnership available because for really the small business community as a whole, there's always a number of questions that come up, and we have a direct line in to find answers for them. So whether that's in the artisan or the musician community or the small business community as a whole, it's really nice to have that direct link to get information for them.
Well, let's talk a little bit of specifics, if you would. What kinds of questions? If, you know, I'm an artist, I both am interested in getting my health insurance organized, and I'm interested in possibly, say, getting a small loan to increase production of whatever I'm doing. What do I do? Where do I go? What is the best approach?
Well, I think there's probably one of the best approaches is to contact the Small Business Administration, and they can help with both. And you'll still have to access two doors, but then you'll go on to the healthcare.gov website, and that's where you'll look to shop for plans and begin to decide if you're a sole proprietor, decide what works for you, and maybe what premium tax credits are available to you.
Now, can the SBA help with that? Can you help determine that for somebody?
We can certainly put them in touch with the right places to go. We can offer some advice, but there are some of the different governmental agencies, such as the IRS.gov or the Health and Human Services website. So we really provide more opportunity or referrals for the places to go to get the correct information.
Sort of a portal.
Yes,
for
exactly.
People to go through.
That's exactly. We can answer some basic questions, but really we try to get them to the people who can give them the most accurate information.
And here in Milwaukee, one of the really nice bonuses is that the 211 line that is operated by Impact is really playing a key role in providing information. So if you call 211, they will tell you where you can find local help. So who can actually sit down with you and fill out the application and answer all of your questions. So it's a great resource here in Milwaukee. And
I didn't even know it existed.
It does yeah. exist. Just dial 211 for information, and they can send you all sorts of services. But they will also tell you where you can fill out applications and who can help you do it.
Have you found that there are general questions that people keep asking over and over? What are people most curious about?
A lot of what we have found is for some of the smaller businesses, trying to determine exactly whether they would be an appropriate candidate for SHOP or whether they would be more an appropriate candidate to go onto the regular individual marketplace. That's probably been a lot of it. Obviously, very special individual circumstances. One of the other things that we've had a lot of questions about is the tax credits and how those work. And then obviously now with the changes that came out last week in terms of the employer shared responsibility, who is obligated by which dates and how does that work? That tends to be where we find the majority of the questions.
And Catherine?
I think the questions we're receiving are really centered around where can I find local help? How do I look at plans and shop for plans? Can I do it without actually signing up for anything? And yes, you can. And then I think finally, what's affordable for me? And helping people understand the different affordability plans. There's different what we would call metal levels to really look at what's my cost going to be out of pocket and helping people understand what those costs are going to be. And what is, a lot of people coming onto the marketplace have never had insurance. So even understanding how to use insurance once you get insurance, those are the kinds of questions we're getting.
Do you find that, a lot of musicians and certainly probably sole business proprietors in general, you don't really know what your income is going to be for the year. You hope. You have a projection of what you think it's going to be. But if you're a musician, it depends on the gigs. It depends on all kinds of things. Does that complicate things for artists and artisans?
I think it is. It does complicate things in terms of projections. But the nice thing is that there's new functionality on the website that you can update based on, your earnings throughout the year. So you can update it and it'll adjust what your premium tax credits were. Because as you may know, the premium tax credits can be paid directly from the federal government, if you're eligible, to the insurer to help defray the costs of your premiums. So if, say, I thought I was going to make $50,000 and I'm not, I can go in and change it. It'll recalculate my subsidy. Say I made $30,000. It would recalculate. It would give me more of a subsidy. And then I'll take care of the finalization at the end of the tax year. Or if I'm getting too much subsidy, then it'll take it away. And then I won't be liable for that money at the end of the tax year. So I think that's a big thing for artisans, especially whose income fluctuates.
As we're wrapping up today, is there one thing that you'd like people listening today to take away from our conversation, to make sure that they know, what you offer?
For the Small Business Administration, what we would really want the audience to know is that we are here as a resource for small business. Our purpose is to help, aid, and counsel small businesses, and certainly we would welcome any questions or information that they would need.
And a small business doesn't have to mean somebody making a widget.
That's absolutely correct.
And Catherine from HHS?
I think the most important point that people need to remember is that healthcare is important and that there is help available for them to access quality healthcare and that they just need to get online and start to look.
And ask the questions.
And ask the questions.
Well, Catherine and Tammy, I can't thank you both enough for stopping in today. I appreciate your time.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Tammy Clendenning is an economic development specialist for the Small Business Administration in Milwaukee. Catherine Leonis is a health insurance specialist for the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services in the Department of Health and Human Services. They spoke with Bonnie North. The American Medical Association looks at change that extends beyond the cost of care. We'll learn more when Lake Effect returns on Milwaukee Public Radio.